and he became very happy. One day he went there, where he was taking Mahaprasadam, this, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "Oh, you are a thief. You are not giving me. You are taking this delicious nectar alone." And he took some. And she at once caught hold of his hand. "Prabhu, don't you should not. It is not proper for you. It is not qualified for you. You should not take. Oh, you are taking and..." So, he told, he will become so happy. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him, "Bhaluna khaibe, bhaluna paribe, amani manodhaye krishna nam sadalabe, braje radha krishna seva manase karibe." What is the meaning? Where is that Bhagat? Bhagat? Govinda Bhagat? He is not here. He is anywhere else. No, I am telling for him. He wanted to hear something about sadhan sadhan. Who? Prakshnath Das Goswami. But he was so shy. He could not ask directly to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He told to his Siksha Guru, Sarup Damodar, "I want to know something about sadhan sadhan. We should also try to know. Those who are sitting idle like this, they will lose Jam Maharaj will send one daughter and one son, Nidra his daughter, and Alasya his son. He will send first Alasya. Alasya means
idleness.
Idleness is his son, dearest son. And he comes first and attacks anyone. And then his daughter comes. Who?
Nidra
Devi means sweetness comes. And attacks. And thus he slips. So you should be very careful here. Because you have come from so far away. So very carefully you should hear. So I don't know sadhana and bhajan. So if we are in that class, more wretched than that class, lower. Raghunath Das Goswami was not a person of this world, but he was person of Golok Vrindavan, Rati Manjari. But he was playing a role like this, that I don't know sadhana and bhajan. What is sadhan sadhan? What is called sadhan and sadhya? What we want to collect, to have, that is called sadhya. We have not that thing, but we want that thing. It is called sadhya. And by what means we can attain this thing, it is called sadhya. Like, I want to make a beautiful house equipped with all kinds of facilities, modern facilities. Then you will have to collect money. Then the collection of money is called sadhan. And sadhya is? But now we want money, so money is now sadhya. And by what means we will earn money is? We will have to go to any firm, to any company, and work very hard day and night, and then we can collect something money, and then we can build this. So these are sadhan sadhan. If anyone wants to be happy in this world, money is sadhana. If they want heaven, then good works are sadhana. If you want salvation, if you are so worried, you are feeling so much suffering, sorrows, so many difficulties, birth and death, if you want to be out of all these things, then you will have to do for something, for this. Then jnana will be sadhana. And if you want bhakti and Krishna service, then Krishna service is sadhya. And what will be the sadhana? Bhakti will be pure devotion. If you want bhakti, you will have to serve Vaishnava and associate with Vaishnava. Then bhakti is sadhya and sadhana is to associate of Vaishnava, hearing Harikatha, chanting them. More than this, if you want to love and to serve Radha Krishna conjugal, then you will have to go same kind of guru and associate with same kind of Vaishnava, devotees. You cannot have it by serving Sridham Subal if you want to serve conjugal. No. By the service of Yashoda and Nanda Baba, you can only have it by the service of, by serving gopis only, in the guidance, in the lines of gopis. So if anyone is always like Krishna Bhakti Rasamati Kriyatang Kutopi Jadi Labhyate Tatra Laulama Pamulya Mekalam Janma Koti Sukritarna Labhyate. A devotee like Rupa Goswami, a devotee like Raghunath Das Goswami, Six Goswami, Krishna Das Kaviraj, up to Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, your Prabhupada, if he'll associate, then this class of bhakti can be had. We can have. Otherwise not. Without following these footsteps of gopi, anyone can lapse and lapse, but they cannot attain this thing, Braj Bhava. So, to follow the gopis, to follow any person whose heart is always saturated with a Braj mood of gopi mood, this can give you. In Chaitanya Chaitamis, vividly it has been told that a person who wants to serve conjugal, only gopi mood, following gopi mood is equal. And if he wants to serve Srimati Radhika more than this, then we'll have to meet such a person who is the side of and so much sevika of Srimati Radhika herself, with Rupa and Raghunath and all of that. So he is telling, Gramya Kathana Sunibe, first observe this principle. If you want that thing, like Raghunath Das Goswami, then Gramya Kathana Sunibe, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling to Raghunath Das Goswami, finally, and last upadesh, to have sadhan sadhan, topmost, ultimate goal of any fortunate devotee, to have the service of Srimati Radhika. Gramya Kathana Sunibe, have you the book of Swamiji Chaitanya Chaitamrita? I want that. Yes, sir. And you should read. Because I want to follow, and I want that you should follow Swamiji. No? Antalila. Antalila 236. Six chapter, last Antalila. 236. Balo na khaibe na. Gramya katha na sunibe. You should not hear gramya katha. Gramya katha, what is the meaning? What he said?
The ordinary talks of common men. The ordinary talks of common men.
That should not. You should not hear. And gramya bata na kahibe. What?
Ordinary news. Do not hear ordinary news.
What is the ordinary news? Those talking, speaking, having no relation with devotion of Krishna and devotees, we should not chatter and patter all these things. Don't try to hear. Only you can hear something for maintaining your life, which is essential. But these are also Harikatha. No? If you are going to market to bring something for your duties, for cooking, for Mahaprasad, to serve Vaishnava, this is not Gramya Katha. But, you know, once Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami were meeting in Nandagaon. Where? And the Tri Kadambate. Where Radha and Krishna usually play so much thing, pastimes there. So they were discussing all these things. Krishna Katha. They forgot to take anything. They were quietly absorbed in that. It became from morning to 12. It passed 12 and they have forgotten everything. They are quietly absorbed in telling and hearing Krishna Katha. A very little baby girl of 12 years, village girl, came. So beautiful, marvelous. But class were not so high class, but very charming, very sweet voice and appearance. She told, "Oh Baba, Baba, why you are not doing anything for taking them? You are not taking anything? My mother saw and sent me with this milk and some rice and some sugar. I'm giving you. You should make kheer.
Sweet rice.
And offer your duties and take." But they were not hearing. They were not hearing anything. They were quietly observed. She went from there, keeping his pot. And after that, she returned after half an hour. "Oh Baba, you have not cooked yet, and you are engaged in talking. I'm going to take and cook it." And at once she brought some dry cow dung, and from where she took fire, and what at once she cooked and gave them. "Oh Baba, you should offer and take. I'm going, otherwise my mother will chastise." And she quickly returned. Sanatan Goswami saw her, and he was so attracted. hospital, that bring that and offer to Krishna, and then we should take something. When they took it, so sweet, more than nectar, and they began to weep both loudly, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. You have come and you have cooked for us, and we could not recognize you. Really, where you were, that girl, we have missed the opportunity to fall down on your little feet, and both began to weep loudly. Sanatana Goswami told, don't do in future. Have you any desire at that time? Oh, yes. I was desiring that my Gurudev, my elder brother, has come. I should give him something, because time is over. I should give something to him. But there was nothing. Oh, that is why Srimati came, to fulfill your desire. So in future you should never wish that then he will come and he will be serve us. We don't want. We want to serve her. So you can know that how high class of devotees Raghunath Das and Rupa Goswami was. That even Srimati Radhika came and cooked for them. So we should not wish anything. Don't do Gramya Varta, chatter and pattering, anything which is not related to Krishna and his devotees. First thing this, and then kato samay holo. Bhalo na khaibe ar na paribe. Don't try for delicious food. Easily what is coming? Sattvic, pure thing. Offer to Krishna and Radhika, and remnant you should take. Don't run after delicious foods. If you are running like that, your bhakti will be ruined. Amani mana bhaiya, Krishna am sadalobe. You should follow that sloka. What sloka? Tuna dapi sunichena. Tarorapi sahi sununa. Amanina manadena kirtaniya sadha. Have tolerance, like trees. Even they are cutting, no water they are drawing, never wanting anyone. Water as anything. Be humble more than grasses. So humble. And don't want your praise. But you should have respect all according to their ability and taste. Don't try to honor in same way highest and lowest Vaishnavas. According to their ability and stage, you should try to honor them. And don't want your praise. Then you can chant name correctly and sincerely and pure name. Otherwise you cannot. Braje Radha Krishna na seva manushe karibe. And you should follow Braje Radha Krishna seva manushe. What he has written?
And within your mind, render service to Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan.
Any note or anything?
Just a comment. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says in his Amrita Pravaha Bhatya, that when a man and woman are married, they beget children and are thus entangled in family life. Talk concerning such family life is called Gramya Katha. A person in the renounced order never indulges in either hearing or talking about such subjects. He should not eat palatable dishes, since that is unfit for a person in the renounced order. He should show all respect to others, but should not expect respect for himself. In this way, one should chant the holy name of the Lord and think of how to serve Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan.
I told some devotee that you should be here, and time to time I will question. Oh. So some devotees like Bhagat Vatsal. Now he has come.
Yeah.
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling, Amani Mano Bhaya Krishnam Sadalabe Braje Radha Krishna Seva Manase Karibe. Animal, when read this and think, what is Manasi Seva? If question is not coming, then it means that he is not reading manually. What is Manasi Seva? We are serving Krishna by our senses, by hands, by eyes, by tongue, everything. But what is this Manasi Seva? But in our line, it is most important. For senior Vaishnavas and Uttam Vaishnav, those who are in line of Rupa and Raghunath, in the line of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Prabhupada. I think when Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj came, he was cutting only jungles and jungles. Gramya Katha, Gramya Varta, he was cutting all. And telling only to be like that. This is Gita. And to chant from door to door. But he has no time to tell these things and to explain. But we'll have, I don't want to be in the same class as I was in 100 years before. We want to improve and from lower classes to upper classes. Though it is for upper classes, but you cannot be same in 100 years and 1,000 years. So if any person who is sincere, he will want to know what is Manasi Seva and how he used to do. Also you know that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave one Govardhan Sila and Gunjamala, who has been brought by any devotee, Shankarananda, from Vrindavan to Jagannath. And he gave it to? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to worship it with his tears, keeping that salagram, Giriraj, on eyelids, sometimes here, sometimes here. He never need water from outside, from Ganges and ocean. His heart tears coming from eyes was sufficient to make bath of that Girasila. After some time, he gave it to Raghunath Das Goswami and told, what he told, that you should see this Govardhan like Brajendanandan Shamsundar. And this Gunjamala, I have given this that you should offer your heart and everything in this Gunjamala. You should treat it like Radhika Gunjamala. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to take that Gunjamala at the time of bhajan in his neck. What is the meaning? I want the mercy of Srimati Radhika. His mercy is my guideline. So it gave it to Raghunath Das Goswami. He also told that you should take some water and eight tulasi leaves, eight manjari with two leaves each. Very soft manjari. Manjari, you know, the flower of tulasi. Very, very
soft.
And at least two leaves on both sides with water. You should offer to Giriraj Maharaj. I have given this Brajendranandan Shyam Sundar in the shape of Giriraj. You should serve. And you will have the mercy of Giriraj. And treat this mala, gunja mala like Srimati Radhika. I have given you in the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika. And he began to worship. He used to see Giriraj in Bhajan Dhanandan Shyam Sundar, Radhanath Radhakant in Giriraj. And in Gunjamala he used to see Srimati Radhika, always weeping, closing his eyes like my Prabhu coming from India with me. No? Don't sleep. I will tell you to return India. So, I will explain it further. What is Mansi Seva? What is all these things? How we can proceed and sadhan, sadhan? It will help you so much, like nectar. You will be saved from worldly things by hearing and adopting. So you should try to follow all these things from your core of heart. If you like to be a very bona fide and sincere Vaishnava, Vaishnavi. Otherwise you can come and take delicious Mahaprasad and in my class you can sleep. Gaur Pramanam. She has come?
Yes.
Where? Where is harmonium? No harmonium? Oh, you should bring all this. You should keep harmonium here. Oh.
Then.
You can bring harmonium. You should. Jaja Radha Raman Haribo. And after that, Harina. He should bring Dada.
Thank you.
Swami Nanda Nandanam. There are copies you can
Munindra Bindu Bandi, Radha Kataksha Stotra. You can keep here. So, and also one Kirtan. Goranga Bolite Have, you should remind it and come here, then you can sing. You should do.
Namami Nandanam, Namami Nandanam, Namami Nandanam, Jaru Bhakta Mandalam Sukarna Ratna Kum.